And I'm saying hello again here to somebody we really admire at Get Ready to Rock. And we did chat to you a couple of years ago, and it's by way of a catch-up on the release of a brand new album, two CDs, Blu-ray disc, DVD. And we say hello again to the legendary Michael Schenker. Hello, Michael.
Hello, hello.
Those dulcet tones again, and it's nice to hear your voice and to catch up with things, really, over the last 2 years. We started off with a track from the album called Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. Now, the renaissance of Michael Schenker continues apace. The last time we spoke was 2010, and I think that was after the release, Michael, of the Live in Tokyo set. And that coincided with your 30th anniversary of Michael Schenker Group. Now, tell us, how does the new Live in Europe set differ from that album?
Ah, well, first of all, it has different musicians. And, you know, it's basically, it's a different era. It's, you know, it's the continuation of Temple of Rock, you know. And so next, for instance, in Temple of Rock, we have Dougie White singing, Michael Foss, and also Robin McCauley. And, you know, after Temple of Rock, I did... the Michael Foss, he was, because people ask me, like, how come I have like three different lineups and so on, and it's kind of interesting. You don't plan stuff like I don't plan stuff like that, but you know, when I was ready to go on tour with Temple of Rock, I asked, you know, Michael Foss told me he just signed the solo deal and he can't really tour, and so I had to figure out how to deal with that situation. And so I kind of realized that Dougie White was singing one song, Robin McCauley was singing a song, and Michael Foss sang a song, and sang most of the songs. And so I kind of asked Robin McCauley if he was available for the United States tour, and you know, and so I kind of realized that maybe what I should be doing, not any of those singers would be the original singer anyway of the summit that I was going to perform, because it was, you know, like the best of Michael Schenker, you know, in the past of my whole career. And so it didn't really, it wasn't that important. There was not one person that had to do it. And so, and because there was three songs where all three singers were involved, I decided maybe if they are not always available, maybe I can figure out who can sing on what part of on what country or on what tour. And so that's how it ended up with Michael Foss in Japan and Dougie White in Europe. And so that was the first step after Temple of Rock, the album recording. We started booking tour, you know, European tours with Dougie White, and then, you know, Herman Rabel, and Herman was already connected on a deeper level with me since Temple of Rock. But, you know, I started with the Scorpions a Love Drive tour in the somewhere around 79, and it never finished, or we never, you know, I did only a few gigs. So for me, I saw this as an opportunity, as a Love Drive reunion. And, you know, it's just kind of one thing leads to another, and then all of a sudden we had a really good, solid lineup together with Dougie White on vocals. And, you know, the period in Europe touring, it kind of created a more and more a kind of a good, solid foundation. And also, you know, it's a very unique lineup, and I thought maybe it would be a good idea to record this lineup. You know, and we are now already in the progress of recording a new album too, which is going to be released by the end of 2013. But I have a really good concept, you know, together for that, and so we're just moving.
Right, because I think you told me last time that a lot really depends on the availability of people as well, doesn't it? You know, if someone's not available for the States, then you can't do it, can you?
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, the funny thing is that. It's like this. It's basically, I kind of believe also in certain things have to happen, kind of a thing. And so I kind of flow with things. You know, I don't insist in a particular way of doing it, but it somehow it works out just just fine, you know. And so at this point in time, I'm focusing on fully on this lineup, making a new album. It's a unique lineup, and so it's really worth it to put lots of effort into. The album title probably will be Bridge the Gap, and that, you know, leaves a lot of lyrically and also in all sorts of ways. It's inspires in many directions.